This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, in one of the most elegant speeches that humanity has ever known, begins this prayer by saying the following. He said, "O Allah, you are the Lord of the seven heavens. You are the Lord of the awesome, tremendous throne. You are our Lord, and you are the Lord of all that exists. You are the one who set down the Torah. You are the one who set down the Gospel. You are the one who set down the Quran. You are the one that makes the saints split apart." And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues to say, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the potential of any evil that has evil in it of your creation." And then he said, "Oh Allah, you are the first, and before you there is none. And you are the last, and after you there will be none. You are the evident, and besides you there is no one that is as evident as you are. You are hidden," meaning intellectually. You cannot conceive the essence of Allah like no other thing is hidden. This is how he begins his prayers. And you would want to know, such an awesome prayer, what is it leading to? What is at the end of it? You are the first, you are the last, you are the hidden, you are the evident, you are the Lord of all that exists. What does Allah, what does the Prophet ﷺ beg for at the end of it? يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, "Allahumma اقض عنا الدين واغننا من الفقر." He said, "Oh Allah, relieve us from the burdens of debt and enrich us from poverty." Subhanallah, you would think that this whole line would be, "Allah, I beg that I be admitted to paradise. Allah, save me from the hellfire. Allah." But what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Said, "Oh Allah, relieve us from the burdens of death, of debts. Being in the state where you are financially indebted to somebody else. You've taken a loan." And we hear nowadays that many people are suffering. May Allah alleviate all their problems, inshallah. And may Allah ease all their difficulties. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once presented with a funeral, a janazah. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked up. Then he looked down. And then he placed his hand on his forehead and he said, "Subhanallah, Subhanallah, ma uzila min al-tashdeed. Glory be to Allah, glory be to Allah. These are indeed very restricting circumstances." So after the funeral was over, some people have not seen the Prophet, peace be upon him, do this. So they came to him and said, "That Prophet of Allah, today during the funeral, you looked up and then you looked down and then you put your forehead, your hand on your forehead, a sign of great anxiety and stress. Prophet of Allah, what is going on?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If a man were to live and then they would fight in the cause of Allah and they would die, they would be killed. Then they are brought back to life and then they die again for the cause of Allah. They are brought to life and then they die again for the cause of Allah. لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يُقْضَانَ عَلَيْهِمْ يَدْهِ." He said, after all of this, nobody is admitted to paradise so long that there is a balance that has been blocked. And why so? Because, brothers and sisters, Islam seeks to make us financially free, liberated, where we are not in the process of having loans, burdened with loans. But here is the sad part. They said that by means of observation, people end up in debt because of three reasons, three main reasons. Only one of the three is acceptable. He said the others are not acceptable. Let's begin by the one that is acceptable. People have emergencies. People have sometimes unexpected expenses. Maybe you got sick. Maybe a loved one of yours, they got sick and you needed to help them. Maybe you had an accident. Maybe you got laid off. But what happens is these were unexpected expenses. They constitute emergencies and as such you needed to do something. At that point the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourages the community. من فرج عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا فرج الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. Whoever alleviates any of the difficulties of this world to any of the believers, Allah will relieve him from his difficulties in the hereafter. And that is why we are encouraged. When people are in need, to help them out. In these emergencies, help them out. But see, brothers and sisters, they say, most people don't go into debts because of these emergencies or because of these unexpected expenses. Say that most people go to debts because one of two reasons. Number one, premature enhancement of their lifestyle. Premature enhancement of their lifestyle. When people spend beyond their needs. When people want a lifestyle that is not supported by the income that they are making. And what we know is, you have that credit card, that plastic, and you just use it all the time. They say that the most beautiful definition of a credit card, they say that it is a means through which you buy something that you don't need, with money that you do not have, to impress people you don't even like. So that's what we do. So it gives you the means to buy things that you really don't have, you really can't afford it, you really don't need it, in order to impress people you don't even like with it. So, and we go around and that's what we do. You just keep buying stuff and say, do you need that? Why do you need to burden yourself like this? In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ayyuhan nas, la tukhifu anfusakum ba'da amniha. He said, people, do not cause yourselves to be terrorized after it has been in the state of peace. People came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa kayfa nukhifuha. He said, Prophet of Allah, how does one of us actually terrorize himself? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they go into debts. So they go into debts. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every now and then, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-mahram. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from sinning and from being in the state of debts. So people heard this and they came, Prophet of Allah, you keep saying this dua all the time. What is it with mahram? What is it with debts? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. He said, debts does not really stop there. He said, what happens is when people are in debts, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. He said, people will make promises where they know they cannot fulfill. And then he said, they give speeches and they know that they are lying. Credit card companies call and tell them, I am not home. But that's you, that's lying. All the check is in the mail. There is no check to begin with. Nothing is going in the mail that day, and you know it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do yourself a favor. لا تخيفوا أنفسكم بعد أمنها. Do not terrorize your own self. You know we are terrorized by others. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, do not terrorize yourself. Do not. How do you do this? He said, when you get yourself into this idea of going into debts, especially when there is no need to it. الطبراني روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال أقل من الدين تعش حرا. طبراني narrates or collects a hadith when the Prophet peace be upon him said, he said, borrow the less you borrow, the freer you are. The more free you are. So the point is, do not terrorize yourself. Do not cause yourself to be terrorized in such a manner. They say that people fail to budget. People spend, they don't know where their money is going. They get the check and the check goes. There is no planning, there is no budgeting. And that is not acceptable, brothers and sisters. And that's why they say, every time we fail to plan, we are planning to fail. And part of it includes that, you know what, a Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحِبُّ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا وَيَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا وَمِنَ الثَّلَاثِ الَّتِي يُبْغِضُهَا اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى إِضَاعَةِ الْمَالِ. He said, Allah loves for the believers three things and dislikes three things. And one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes is when people waste their money. Don't know where it's going. People will say, no, I get the paycheck, and by the end of the week or by the end of the second week, everything is gone. I got only one credit card. And sadly, many times that is done at the expense of the time that we ought to be spending with our families. Because now we are in the process of supporting a lifestyle. Not even a quality of life, but rather a lifestyle. We want to live that lifestyle. People want to live large. They want to live big. There is nothing wrong with living large and living big. But the question is, can you afford it? Can you afford it? And if you cannot afford it, then brothers and sisters, don't go there. Do not go there. It used to be said, أَوَكُلَّ مِشْتَهَيْتِ اشْتَرَيْتِ. He said that every time you desire it, you buy it. And that's another thing that we have in our society nowadays. We lack the concept of delayed gratification. If we want it, we want it immediately. And we want it now. And you got these people who are very skilled with advertisement. They bombard us day and night. Get it now and pay later. Well, guess what? Later is going to come one day. Brother calls and he said, Sheikh, I am having the worst type of car problems. So what's going on? He said, my car will not stop and my payments will not stop. So these are the worst car problems. Car is going nowhere, but the payments keep coming. Said, I can't. Safi, do you need that car? People drive 10 minutes. They spend 10, 12 hours a day in their office, yet they're driving this big, huge car. Nothing wrong with driving a big, huge car. The question is, can you afford it? Can you afford it? See, what is living with your means guarantees you a life, a quality of life. The lifestyle may not be all that. But see, the lifestyle is not necessarily determined by the material things that we have. And that's why, please, brothers and sisters, remember this. The best things in life are not things. The best things in life are not things. We are told and we are told and we are bombarded that, you know what, you want to be happy? Get this done. You must buy this and you must have that. And that does not bring you happiness. It may bring you conveniency, but it does not bring you happiness. So let us do what the Prophet taught us. And that is, أَقِنَّ مِنَ الدَّيْنِ تَعْشُكُرْهَا. Borrow less, or the less you borrow, the freer you are. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, people talk about how difficult times are now for our brothers and sisters. People losing their jobs, real estate has gone down, people are asked to relocate, you know, whatever it is. And that is when we need a community. We need a community that can come together, that can help people. In our community, alhamdulillah, down in Southern California, we have a model that I thought I'd share with you. And that is, once a week we meet. And these meetings are called Financial Empowerment for our community. And they say that the best way to empower anybody is to give them information. Hence, we have the problem. Because the more informed you are, the less likely it is that somebody is going to take advantage of your ignorance or unawareness of what is going on. So if you have this talent, if you can help people, if you can show and share with people the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, please come and approach your community members and say, you know what, times are very difficult as a community right now, we need one another. I have so much debt, I need help, I want somebody to show me how it's done. Not give me money, but rather show me how these things are done. And most important is this. When we borrow money, brothers and sisters, we must give it back. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ سَدَانَ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ يُرِيدُ أَدَاءَهَا أَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ سَدَانَ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ يُرِيدُ إِتْلَافَهَا أَتْلَفَهُ اللَّهُ. He said, whosoever borrows money from people with the intent that he is going to pay it back, and you can only have the intent if you have the ability, with the intent of paying it back, but is unable to do so, he said, Allah will find means for him. If he does not in this life, in the hereafter, Allah will take care of him. Said, however, those who borrow money from people, or from institutes, or from your credit card, or whatever it is, with the intent that they are not going to pay it back, meaning that they seek only to destroy people's money, said, Allah will destroy them. Why is this? Because people have given you their hard-earned money. You can't just take it and expect not to give it back to people. That is cheating. It is very deceptive, even if it's credit card. People think that they can just take the money and then, oh, don't worry, I'll just declare bankruptcy later on. That is unethical. That is un-Islamic. The attitude is, I have borrowed money, whatever it takes, I will take care of it. Whatever it takes, I'll take care of it. And then one final word of appeal. If you have given people, if you have lent people money, on behalf of these people, especially if they're going through some difficult times, brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, the easier you take it on them, the easier Allah will take it on you in the day of judgment. And believe me, our need for Allah taking it easy on us in the day of judgment is much more important than any money that can be given to us back. If you have borrowed money from people, please do the right thing. Call them. People say, people have borrowed money from me, and for the past 2 years, they haven't even called me. So let me know that, you know what, I know I borrowed the money from you, and I know that inshallah when things get better, I will give it back to you. I will pay you back. But brother, please give me some more time. The fact that people acknowledge is that in itself is a great thing. And then finally, please keep this in mind, brothers and sisters. If you cannot afford it, don't get it. It's as simple as this. If you cannot afford it, wait until you are able to, and then get it. But what happens is, we get it, even though we cannot afford it. And worse, even though if we don't need it. They say, there are people out there who are absolutely devoted to convincing you how to buy. That is their job in life. How do you convince the people to buy? Hence, there is a book, it's called, Why Do People Buy Things They Don't Need? That is a book. Why do people buy things they don't need? And the book is not written to consumers, the book is written to salespeople. They tell you, if you can list people this way, guess what? People will buy it even though they do not need it. And they came up with 15 reasons why do people buy things they don't need. And the keyword here is they don't need. Things that you need, you don't need any justification for it. You go, you buy the milk for the kids, and you don't think about it. But there are certain things you know that you do not need, yet you buy. So they say, well, how do you convince them? They say the number one reason why people buy things they don't need is because it's on sale. Can you imagine this? Is it why people buy things they don't need? Because it's on sale. They go home and they say, honey, look what I got. I feel like a winner today. 75% off, 50% off, but you don't need it. You don't understand, it was on sale. But you don't need it, but it was on sale. People do this. The key word to keep in mind is this, brothers and sisters. And I'm sorry for sounding redundant. If you do not need it, don't get it. If you cannot afford it, then definitely do not get it. Remember what the Prophet said? أَقِلَّ مِنَ الدَّيْنِ تَأْشْكُرَكُمْ. The less you borrow, the freer you are. At this point, our mentality and attitude is, whatever it takes, inshallah, I am going to take care of this.